Are you going to do the thing where you say Friday at the right part in the song? Don't do it yet, but are you going to do it?
Maybe.
I hope you do. People get very nervous if no one does it.
I was going to do it in Spanish.
Do it in Spanish. Do it in Spanish.
Viernes.
Boy, that had such a Latin flair to it. What's wrong, Jez? Are we not on? We're on, right? Are you getting complaints? Complaints because we are on or complaints because we're not on? Oh, Jez, she's not hearing us. We might not get credit for this.
It's me, isn't it?
No, it's not you. What? You still can't? What do you think? Are we not on? If you're hearing the show right now, give us a call. Well, I don't have the phone number. Hold on a second. Don't do that. Usually I have the phone number in front of me, and today's the one day I don't.
It's 312-235-2525.
All right, so call that number,
312-235-2525.
If you can hear us. If you can't hear us, you won't have heard me ask for you to call us.
You know who's going to call in? Zager and Evans.
The people who wrote, like, Short Drive?
No, they wrote
2525.
Eliota Haynes and Jeremiah wrote.
Ray Liotta, Haynes and Jeremiah wrote a song?
Yes.
I love that guy.
Ray Liotta was so great in Goodfellas.
Did you ever hear my story about him?
No.
When Wendy and I had him on a Q101?
No.
I want to make sure that we're being broadcast for this story.
Is that good?
It's so good that I want people to hear it on the podcast.
Somebody's calling in, Bill.
Somebody are. So we're on.
But you should ask them, because maybe they just have like a telekinetic power. I think you should talk to that person, make sure that they heard you.
Take a random call.
Yeah.
Let me see if this will work. Hello, random caller. Are you there?
Hi, I'm here.
Hey. And can you, what is your name?
I'm Brenda.
And you can hear us, correct?
I can hear you, and I listen to you on TuneIn Plus or whatever it's called through my Sonos.
Yeah,
Chicago, but I listen to you through my Sonos radio.
Oh well, we appreciate you doing that. Thank you so much. I'm glad that we're being heard. I appreciate it. Have a good rest of the weekend.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, thank you.
Too.
All right,
bye.
We'd like to dedicate this show.
Also, wait a minute.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, I think I get a 2 minute delay. Do you guys do that? I just always want to check on that.
I don't know if we get a 2 minute delay. Some people who hear us say that they hear a 2 minute delay, but then other people say they hear us 2 minutes before we say things, and I don't know how that's possible.
they're really good guessers.
I guess that must be it. But yeah, I think the tune in adds a certain delay. I didn't know it was 2 minutes, but yeah, that makes sense.
It's a long time.
That's my guess. So yeah, we can never do contests or anything.
No,
like that.
That's not fair.
All right. I enjoy listening.
Well,
to
thank you.
So much,
you have very good taste.
All right. You have a great day.
Thank you too. Bye. All right. So we are being heard.
Good.
All right. So here's the Ray Liotta story.
Yes.
Wendy and I are working at Q101 at the time, and Ray Liotta's in promoting a movie. I don't remember which movie, but I like Ray Liotta. It's impossible not to. He's a very intense actor.
Very talented.
Right?
Yeah.
So Michelle Grace is her name. Michelle was married to Mark Grace and then somehow fell in love. Well, I say somehow, like you could never possibly do this. It could be done. It was done by her.
Right.
And then she left Mark Grace for Ray Liotta.
Stupid.
So we have Ray Liotta on and we're talking to him and we're doing the interview about the movie and other movies that he's been in. We talk about the favorite roles and all the things you'd talk to Ray Liotta about. And then he says to us on the air, hey, you know, I'm in Chicago for 2 days. I've been here before, but never with any time to kill. He goes, what do you recommend I do? And I say to him, maybe taking a Cubs game. And he just stares at me, not knowing if I'm kidding or not. And then he goes, yeah, maybe that's what I'll do is I'll go take in a Cubs game.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, that's a good time.
Do you have that image like just embedded in your memory?
I have the look he gave me because he's in a movie called, did you ever see Something Wild?
Something Wild is like my second favorite Ray Liotta movie.
He's so good in Something Wild. What's your first?
Goodfellas.
Goodfellas is first.
Yeah.
I would also throw Dominic and Eugene into that pile.
Never seen it.
Oh, he's so good in that. He cares for his brother, Tom Hulse, who's got some problems, and he takes care of his brother, and it's a really great movie.
So it's not about the guy who played Junior on The Sopranos and Eugene Levy?
No, it's not about Dominic and Eugene. It's not about that. But there's a part in there where there's an exchange between he and Jeff Daniels where he gives him a look like, I want to laugh, but I'm not going to laugh because it's also dangerous. He conveys all that in one look, and he gave me that same exact look, and I felt so honored because we weren't making a movie. We were just talking, But just to get that look from Ray Liotta was priceless.
I wish I could have seen that. Do we have that on tape? Can we listen back? Can we recreate it?
They didn't have tape back then. No, Harry, there was no tape back then. This was all on kinescope. That's way, way, way a long time ago.
And Mark Grace was so cool. I mean, not only was he a great first baseman, terrific hitter.
Yeah.
He saved Sean Dunston about, 75 errors in a season?
About that, yeah.
And but here's, reasons to love Gracie is he lived in Chicago year-round.
Yes.
He was the only Cub.
He made Chicago his home.
Yeah, and it was important to him.
Did he live in your building at the time?
He was, one of the only guys that did not. You know, so I used to live at the New York, the high rise on Waveland and Lakeshore Drive.
Yeah.
And they used to have 6-month leases. So when I moved into the building, there were 14 Cubs who lived there. And
you must have been in heaven.
I was in heaven.
Because any day you could see a member of the Cubs in your elevator.
Oh, and I would all the time. And I became friends with some. Rick Wilkins became.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Frank Castillo, the RIP, Frank Castillo, right?
Oh, he died. I forgot about that.
Yeah, he had a little.
I totally forgot about that.
I believe there was drinking involved.
Yeah.
And a lake involved. Oh. And it was a horrible, horrible memory. But yeah, Traxel and I became, that's how I know Steve Traxel. We were neighbors, and he loved to have, even though I was a sports guy and he used to always ask me about the Cubs, he loved not having a baseball friend that he could hang out with.
Yeah.
You know, and but there were so many Cubs that lived in the building for 6 months, and then they went to a year, you couldn't do a 6-month lease anymore, and they all moved out.
Yeah.
You guys make $1 million a year.
Right. Just
why
buy
would
it.
You? Yeah. Why, I mean, just pay the extra. Now you can buy them. Now they're all condos.
Right.
But, you know, why wouldn't you, you're a baseball player, just
right.
pay the extra 6 months, leave your stuff there.
It's easier.
Right. Leave your furniture, leave your clothes, you know.
Didn't you used to write an advice column for Major League Baseball players?
I did. Yes, I did. It was called Dear Flabby. And they could just ask me any questions. I remember David Wells, every other letter.
Did you get a lot of dating questions from the Cubs?
I did. I got dating questions.
How do I know a girl likes me, Harry? That kind of question?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If she lets you get to first base.
Because it's baseball.
Right. Yes. Yeah, so I had to do all baseball references.
That's better that way.
Uh-huh. Harry, what should I do to avoid kids?
Yeah.
Don't break contact with the rubber.
Oh, very nice. Right. Very smart. Can I tell you the biggest surprise for me with Mark Grace? The most shocking mm-hmm. surprise at all? Big time cigarette smoker. Did you know that?
Yeah, I mean,
wouldn't you say, if you're an athlete.
Right, but he's Mark Grace.
I know he is, but I would think to myself, if my bread and butter, and I'm using that as a euphemism, uh-huh. not actually bread and butter, but if I made my bones, again, another euphemism,
uh-huh.
I would do everything I could to prolong my body, and I know that smoking, there's
they
been tests,
drink.
Harry, that say that smoking's bad for you.
Well, I've heard that. Yeah. The majority of them drink, which probably isn't great
for
their
you shouldn't
careers.
Drink or smoke.
And, you know, they all take, you know, a lot of pills.
Yeah.
Yeah, I shouldn't say they all. I mean, there are. It's my mistake to generalize
right.
and to group everyone together because individually, you know, they're different. But I was doing too much living it up when
yeah.
I was up until recently.
Yeah.
So I who am I to condone a baseball player? You'd think you've got a short window. You know, the average career is 4 years. You know,
is that the average major league career is 4 years?
I think the NFL is 3 years.
Yeah. Wow.
And, so you'd think hey, hold off, wait
yeah.
off, but
wait till you're done.
I mean, there's all, you know, the NFL is really pushing for marijuana to be used, to help heal.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's not just about getting stoned. It's about Monday morning, you feel your left arm is broken.
Sure.
You know, cause it got trapped and,
right.
you know,
I know. So, I saw North Dallas 40. I know what it's like.
That's a great movie. See, I don't know why Mac Davis didn't make more.
Should have won the Academy Award,
movies.
Mac
yeah.
Davis.
But you know, I think you know it's one thing for us to say, oh, these guys, you know, they should, they should be more careful. But you know, the reality of it is, you're in your 20s, and you have a chance to be a professional athlete, especially you know a good looking guy in Chicago.
Yeah.
Everywhere he went, guys
he
wanted to
everything.
Buy him.
Yeah.
What'd you say he was?
You could own everything.
Oh,
you're good looking.
You said he owned everything.
No, you could own.
I thought you said something else.
Oh, come on.
Oh, man. You don't talk like that. But, I mean, every guy wanted to go up to him.
Which, by the way, could also be accurate.
Yeah.
Whatever you thought you heard could also be accurate.
I'm guessing it.
The guy that was our best swimmer when I was in high school, I won't even say his name because he still lives in the area, but he was far and away our best swimmer, was a huge smoker. And I'd always think to myself, you have this kind of lung capacity now while you're smoking. If you stop smoking, you'd be like a fish in the water. What's wrong with you? Why would you smoke?
You know, the Pearl Jam album 10 is named, Eddie Vedder named it for his favorite NBA player at the time, Mookie Blaylock, who wore number 10 with Atlanta and the Atlanta Hawks. And Mookie Blaylock led the league in steals, and he got busted for having like 2 ounces of pot on him. 2 ounces of pot is a lot of pot. It's like, you know, the most avid smoker, it would take them like a month of smoking every day to, you know, to probably finish that. But like, he led the league in steals. I'm like, how fast is he really?
Right.
How
Without
quick
this.
Is that guy really?
Harry, do you know why I love the name Mookie?
Is it because of the Curb Your Enthusiasm episode with Mookie Wilson?
No. Although, if you look at your great athletes, you got Mookie Blaylock, you got Mookie Wilson, and of course Mookie Betts now with the Boston Red Sox.
Did you just throw out a Mookie Betts?
Yeah, Mookie Betts.
The reason I love
the name Mookie so much is, of all the names in the world, it's the one that reminds me most of milk and cookies. It's like a combination. The name Mookie, to me, you got the M from milk and the Ookie from cookies. Mookie is milk and cookies.
See, for me, it would be Chip.
Oh, Chip is good, too.
Mm-hmm.
Chip is very good. When I was, this is why I know about
Mookie.
Mark Graves.
What'd you and Bill talk about on the show today?
Mookie
reminds you of milk
and cookies.
It's like Electric Company.
This is
milk.
Cookies. Mookie. This is why I know about Mark Graves smoking so much.
Uh-huh.
There was a show on Channel 7 here locally called 190 North, and I was on the first season of it.
Yes, before Janet Davies let you go.
Yeah, Janet Davies let me go. So one of my assignments for one of the episodes was to spend a day at Wrigley Field. From the time Wrigley Field opened till closed,
they
I was there.
They paid you for that?
Yeah, they paid me for it. And then I did a report, and they showed it on the TV. So I talked to different people.
Good place for a channel to show their stuff.
Yeah, to put it on TV. So I spent the day there, and one of the guys that was on the show with me as my guest was Mark Grace. And whenever the camera wasn't on him, he was lighting up and smoking a cigarette. And the first time shocked me, and by the 50th time, I'm like, all right, this guy smokes a lot. I get it. Now, can I tell you my favorite moment of this episode?
Please.
The Cubs batting coach at the time was the great Billy Williams.
I love
right?
him.
Billy Williams
Sweet
is the
swinging.
Nicest man in the world. Sweet swinging Billy Williams.
426 home runs.
Yep. Yep, Hall of Famer, well-deserved.
Whistler, Alabama.
Yep, that's where he's from. He hails from Whistler, Alabama.
He does.
So I say to him, because at the time, Harry, my job was to be flippant. Now I'm a respected journalist, but back then I would just be flippant with my questions, right? So I said to him, Billy Williams, is the ugliest man to ever put on a Cubs uniform? And he didn't answer me. He just stood next to me, and he gave me a look, and he said to me, I'm not going to answer that because I don't think that's a very nice question. And he was right. And then I said to him, I'm sorry, Billy Williams. That was an unfair question. Who was the fattest man that ever put on a Cubs uniform? And he said that would be Paul Rushell.
Oh, gosh. No problem breaking bad on Paul Rushell.
He did not want to answer question number one. Question number two, he could have elaborated on all day long.
That is not good.
Sweet swinging Billy Williams.
Yeah.
Who came up with that? Do we know who invented that phrase? Doesn't that sound great?
Yeah, I mean, Brickhouse, you know.
Who was the Splendid Splinter? Whose nickname was
Ted Williams.
Who came up with that? Because that's the best. The Splendid Splinter.
Oh, there are some awesome names. You know, I mean, Ty Cobb, they say, was a jerk, but he was the Georgia Pete.
The Georgia Jerk, he should have been.
See, where were you?
I would have called him the Georgia Jerk.
Right, they don't make nicknames like they used to.
No,
you know, and then you get hockey. All they do is like, you know, just like switch a syllable in the last name.
Well, our friend Vince Moranto, stand-up comic, said that whenever they're coming up with a hockey player's nickname, here's what they do: if he has a long name, they just shorten it by a syllable. If he has a short name, they just lengthen it by a syllable. And you know what?
Yeah.
That's kind of it.
It's pretty good.
Yeah,
that's pretty
nailed
solid.
It. But whoever thought of like Sweet Swingin' Billy Williams or the Splendid Splinter, they should be in the Hall of Fame, because that's brilliant to think of a nickname with that much power behind it and grit behind it.
Now you make me think of like the greatest nicknames in sports.
Who would they be? Who's your favorite?
Well, from the world of basketball, do you remember George Gervin?
The Iceman.
The Iceman.
Yeah, George Gervin was the Iceman.
Isn't that a cool name, Jasmine? Yeah. Isn't that a cool name for like a basketball player?
It's got a good sound to it.
You know,
says it all.
Last second shot, who are you going to give it to?
Yeah.
The Iceman.
Now, Karl Malone was
the mailman,
which brings me to this. Scottie Pippen with the greatest basketball joke of all time as they play against Karl Malone in a playoff game, and Karl Malone doesn't have a good game, and what does Scottie Pippen say?
The mailman didn't deliver.
On Sunday. Yeah, mailman doesn't deliver on Sundays.
Sunday, right.
Scottie Pippen.
Well, so I wonder who wrote that for him. So if Karl Malone was the mailman, what would Dennis Rodman have been?
The worm.
Yeah, I know, but I mean,
but
if we
the something
right,
man?
Yeah.
The inked up too much man?
I don't know. Dennis Rodman would be an example of a villain that we always hated, that you never thought you could cheer for, but you cheered for him.
Well, when he was with the Pistons, he was public enemy number one.
Right, because he shoved Pippen into the backcourt support.
Yes, but all was forgiven once he put on a Bulls jersey. Right?
Yes.
Right? Then he became everybody's friend.
Yes, and he couldn't wear number 10 because it had been retired for Bob Love, whose nickname was...
Sweet Bean or something like that?
But you're so close.
Just Bean?
Judges, well, sorry.
I get the point on that?
Butterbean.
Butterbean Bob Love.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody just did a thing online, Harry, and I thought of you immediately, and I forgot to call you or tell you about this. They picked the starting five for every NBA team, the in-history starting five.
Oh, that's cool.
Right?
The five greatest Utah Jazz, greatest Lakers.
At each position. And the Bulls one was extremely predictable. There were no surprises.
Jordan five times?
Jordan for sure. Yeah. Scottie Pippen for sure.
Right.
Artis Gilmore, which was the only one that I'm kind of like, maybe.
If you're going by position alone, technically he's the best center in Bulls history.
Bob Love, right. And of course, Dennis Autry.
It's
a given.
Of course, Dennis Autry. Who was the fifth guy?
I'm trying to remember who the fifth guy was. Whoever it was, it wasn't a surprise. Oh, you know who it was? It was Derrick Rose.
Oh, D. Rose.
Yeah.
Yeah, he
deserved.
Yeah, I mean, it's too bad he got hurt and hurt again. He was lightning. The best thing about Rose was his quickness.
Yes.
You know, when he got hurt, he lost a lot of that quickness. And, you know, he was an important part of the Timberwolves. You know, Tom Thibodeau's got, like, Bulls North up in Minnesota now. He's got Taj Gibson. He's got Jimmy Butler. He's got Derrick Rose.
Taj.0 Gibson.
Taj.0. I like it.
Yeah.
And
what would your nickname be if you had been – now, you had the choice to be a professional athlete and opted out. You said, no, I don't want the spotlight on
me. Sure, you understand why.
What would your nickname be?
My nickname would probably be a bagel man.
Bagel man?
Yes.
I don't know that anyone in any of the four major sports has been called bagel man. I'm going through the Rolodex in my head. I don't think anyone has been.
I could have it.
Bagel man.
I could have it, you know, because like bagel man, you know, like, because, you know, everything is better when, you know, it's with a bagel.
Yeah.
And it's also like a Jewish thing.
Yeah.
And like if I sucked, you could say, hey, it's a zero.
Well, your number could be 00.
Yeah. See, I didn't like double zeros. I would be number 8. Jim Otto was 00.
Raiders
center, right.
Yeah.
Not a lot of them. Robert Chief Parrish.
Yeah.
Former
Bull.
Yeah, from Centenary.
Yeah.
I would be number 8 because when I was born, the clock on the wall said 7:40. So it was... Both hands of the clock were on 8.
Yeah.
If only Judy were here, she would love the story.
Judy Pilek, she would love this story.
So both hands of the clock were on 8. I weighed 8 pounds, 8 ounces.
Yeah.
And my parents were married August 8th.
Oh.
So that's why I love the number 8.
Yeah, then that would make sense. You would be number 8.
Right, I'd be number 8.
Yeah. And you, ironically, just 8 moments ago.
I'm saving it. What would your nickname be, Bill, if you were a professional athlete?
I just like to go with Bill. I just think it's more personal.
Would you be on Twitter then if you were a professional athlete?
The Terminator, I think, is the one that automatically comes to mind. The Terminator.
I like that.
Yeah.
And never been used as far as I know.
No one's ever used the Terminator.
What if you were a rapper? What would your name be?
Lil Bill. L-A-L.
I like it.
You like that? Yeah.
That's good.
Thanks, Jared. And that was just off the top of my head. I may register that with the rapper union later
yeah,
on.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah. All right, let's do this. We'll take a quick break. Judy's got the news, and then Jerry Nunn will stop by for Nunn on the Run. He'll tell you what you need to know about what's coming up in the next month here in Chicago. So stick around. It's Bill and Harry in for Wendy on WGN. Judy, thank you. I know you cannot stay, correct? You have things to do in the newsroom.
I'm sick and tired, and yeah. I got to go.
Yep.
You're going to miss Nunn on the Run.
I've got a meatball sandwich here that I've got to go dig in.
Jerry Nunn was kind enough to bring in meatball sandwiches for everybody. Jerry does a segment we like to call Nunn on the Run, although today we should call it A Jew, an Agnostic, and a Nun, because it sounds like every joke that's ever been written.
Walk into a bar.
Right. That's how the segment will start. Who knows how it'll finish. Jerry, thank you so much for being here. Always a pleasure to see you. For people who've never heard the segment before, Jerry, as tuned in a guy as you'll ever want to meet, goes and tells us exactly what we should be aware of events happening in and around Chicago for the next month or so.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're into Pride Month, so June's a big month.
This is a big month, isn't it?
Mm-hmm, for me.
You are dressed in Pride colors. You are as rainbowy as I've ever seen you look.
And it's a sunshiny day here in Chicago.
Yep.
And bringing the rainbows.
I've never seen anyone. You have a matching tie and glass combination.
That's really cool.
Very impressive, Jerry.
I dressed it up for the radio.
Oh, it works.
Do we know who the Grand Marshal is this year for the parade?
I don't think they've announced it yet. That's a great question.
Well, I was due.
Are they keeping us in suspense?
I don't know. They're waiting for the last minute.
Who has it been in the past? Who has been...
George Takei.
That's the only one I know.
A year or two ago, right?
Yeah.
He was fairly recent.
Him.
Yeah. Mr. Sulu from Star Trek.
Right.
Yeah.
They sometimes get politicians, things like that, but yeah, it's been a variety.
Mike Pence ever done it?
No. Not that I know of.
Oh, hold on a second. All right. It will not be Mike Pence. Was that your question?
Uh-huh.
I was working on something technical, which is funny in and of itself, but yeah, no, he will not get the nod this year.
Right.
No. All right.
But so that's June 30th. It's the big, 4-mile route.
It really is, seriously, one of the most outrageous fun events you could ever want to see or take part in. I've been in the parade, I think, four or five times.
Uh-huh.
Always a fun day.
Yeah, WGN's very supportive, and I marched with them last year and had a blast. We all did.
Were you on the float the year that several people here at WGN became ordained ministers, and during the parade, they married couples on the float? This would have been, I think, 3 years ago, the first year that the marriage was was legalized. So I know John Williams and either Kathy or Judy, or both Kathy and Judy, Steve Cochran, they all they married people on the float, and it was really fun to watch.
Wait, John Williams married Kathy and Judy?
He didn't physically marry Kathy and Judy. I'm saying that all those people married other couples.
I was gonna say, I think he's got a wife.
He does have a wife.
Clear that up.
Yeah.
So, but it's such a fun day, that Sunday, June 30th.
Yep.
Goes from Montrose to Diversey. So it's a lot of fun. And then we have Pride Fest the weekend before. That's June 16th and 17th. So they block off Boys Town.
Mm-hmm.
I interviewed Belinda Carlisle from the Go-Go's.
Oh, what was that?
Awesome.
Was that fun?
How's her weight?
She's looking great.
Because when she was a Go-Go, she was a little heavier.
Yeah.
And then when she went solo, she lost a lot of weight.
Yeah.
And I'm big. Her voice is awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should read her book. You can find out how she lost the weight in her book.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Unsealed is the name of the book.
Oh.
I see what they did
there. She had a little habit going on.
But she's been very candid about that. She had a cocaine addiction habit, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. She doesn't drink or anything now. She's completely
real clean.
Sober. Yeah.
She's in Playboy, too.
Was she?
Yeah.
Wow, I missed that issue.
Yep.
I'm such a devout
I know. You're a big fan of the Playboy.
Jerry just gets it for the articles.
Well,
right. Yep. Which are great.
Yeah.
The interviews.
Yep.
But yeah, so I asked her what's the weirdest thing a fan has given her, and she said someone mailed her pubic hair. So that was a high.
Harry. Come on.
Well, I hate to waste it.
Come on. Sending that to Belinda Carlisle. Come on.
Yeah, she's a hoot. And then I'm going to Tel Aviv for their gay pride this year.
Tel Aviv?
Yes. So I'm going on June 8th.
Wow.
Yeah.
Have you ever been there?
I've never been there. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. A company asked me if I wanted to go, and so I'm flying out there.
Harry and I used to have a television show there called Show in Tel Aviv that lasted for just 6 episodes.
Okay.
But if you ever get the chance, I think you'll enjoy it.
I'll look it up.
Uh-huh. We had a very popular segment called The Whale in the Wall.
Whale in the Wall.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Great.
Yep.
I can't believe I missed that.
That's all right.
That and that Playboy issue. It's,
right. It's a rock. You can get them together. They sell them together as a package.
Well,
it's
there's
fun.
My weekend.
So what is different about the Tel Aviv version of the parade and our version? Is it kind of the same idea?
More guilt?
More guilt in the Tel Aviv version?
They've been doing it for 20 years.
Oh, so really?
This has been around for a long time, which people don't even know. You know, I think people have misconceptions about...
How many cities have versions of the parade? Do you know? Because I always... I knew, of course, Chicago did it because it gets great publicity, but right. I didn't know it goes on in many other cities.
All over the city. Yeah, a lot of them are the same weekend. So, like, New York, I think, is the same time as ours. Toronto's and Canada's the same time as ours. So these are huge parades that I've been to. And then California does them all up and down the coast every weekend.
Oh, that's excellent.
I wonder which is better. Like, is it better to have them all done universally on the same day? It's Gay Pride Day. It's Gay Pride Weekend.
What do you think,
Would it
Jared?
Be, would it be like, more impactful that you could have, like, you know, key people be in different cities, you know, every weekend?
Well, I like to go to more than one. Obviously, since I'm going to Tel Aviv, the earlier one. Some of them go all the way to, like, September and October. I think Atlanta's is late. I think it's an opportunity to go to different ones. For me, personally, I like to do, you know, more than one. But it's pretty much June is the Pride Month. I mean, everyone...
And there's no parade in Chicago that gets as many people watching it or participating. It's our biggest parade,
it's
right?
It's huge because they come from all over. It's not just, you know, here.
What do you fly LL over there? Do you know?
I'm not sure what I'm flying.
That's at. Israel's airline, right?
Yeah. But I think for Gay Pride weekend, it's El Alley.
Oh. I'll look into that.
I only know LL because I do a lot of crossword puzzles, and it shows up a lot in crossword puzzles.
You're smart.
Thank you, Harry.
I can't even figure out which way's across.
Have a meatball, Harry.
Okay? Yeah, take a meatball. You'll be fine.
We'll take a meatball.
All right, what else? The Gay Pride Parade and the weekend.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, let's talk about the meatballs real quick. Just because they brought us these wonderful meatballs, and I went over there.
They look and smell very good.
I thought that went well with the Pride show.
Mm-hmm.
So they're Mama's Meatballs. Chef Joe Farina over there at... this is Armand's Victory Tap.
Oh, yeah.
So I guess they have different locations. This one's the 1416 South of Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a combination of veal and beef, and I just fell in love with it.
Veal and beef together.
Mm-hmm. Love veal meat.
We live in a magical time, Jerry.
Harry's digging in over there.
I never thought we'd see veal and beef together in one meatball, but I've been proven wrong.
Yeah, so I
that's
was
a
really
good
impressed.
Size. That's the size of a league ball.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very
it's a full
good
meal
size.
By itself.
You could eat one and be happy.
Yeah,
full.
You can get them as appetizers, or they said they're great with the pasta. Mm, I think so.
They look good. Thank you, guys.
So yeah, so a few things that I checked out was the Pixar exhibit at the Museum of Science and Industry opening.
Heard about it. Don't know much
Looks
about it.
Really cool.
What goes on at Pixar? What do they have?
It's really fun, just because it's so kind of techy, you know, kids and stuff. It opens this week, and then it goes through January 6th. They have plenty of time to get over there. It's 40 interactive elements
that
you can do different things. I mean, you could do like stop animation with a little lamp. And things, and you forget all of the great, like, the incredible.
The lamp is part of their logo, right? Over at Pixar, you see that at the beginning of the end of their movies.
Wall-E is a big part of it.
He was still in the box when I was over there, but I saw him in the box.
Do they have an actual sized one that they bring out?
A huge one, right. Yeah. So they have that and the Monsters, Inc.
Oh, cool.
And the Incredibles. So a lot of fun displays you can take photos with.
Yeah.
But then you can play with the Up House and change the lighting.
Oh, cool.
You can adjust characters' eyes, like find out how they work.
Yeah.
There's a Bug's Life where you can go inside the little display and you can actually get their view.
Oh, that's cool.
Can you like mess with Jeff Garland's voice on the Wall-E exhibit?
Oh, I forgot he's in that. Jeff. Yeah.
Possibly. Yeah. Wow.
And Bonnie Hunt's in every Pixar movie.
Is she? Yeah.
She's awesome.
Oh, yeah. She's great. She just did that marathon here in Chicago.
Bonnie Hunt did?
Yeah.
Oh.
She was just in town. So I was really impressed with it. I just had a really good
time. Is it based more for kids or for adults or for everybody?
I think it's for kids to learn how it's done.
Yeah.
But, you know, the adults love the cartoons.
Yeah.
I mean, Incredibles 2 is coming out soon.
Oh, right. In a few weeks.
Yeah, so they had really good timing with the exhibit.
Excellent. And that's at the Museum of Science and Industry?
Science and Industry, yep.
I got to tell you, Toy Story and Monsters, Inc., if you don't have kids, they're like written for adults.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
right.
I mean, kids would never catch a lot of the jokes, but, I mean, those are two spectacular movies.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Also, I've said this on the show before, not always when you're here, Harry, and I don't know that you've ever been here for this, but there's a sequence at the beginning of Up, right, That's the old guy and the kid, right, with the balloon.
Ed Asner.
So they do this flashback sequence of Ed Asner's character with his girlfriend from the time they were young until they got old. And it's so emotional and so moving and so beautiful. And I know it's a kid's movie, but...
You cry.
It tears me apart every time. I've seen it 4 times. It rips me to shreds every time I see it. It's so well done.
You have a heart.
Oh, thank you, Jerry. Okay. Thank you for being so surprised.
I'm going to pull that up on the computer right now. We can watch Bill cry.
Yeah, I'll weep. Yeah.
I also went to Six Flags Great America for their new roller coaster.
Yeah,
so that was
good.
Really fun. The Mardi Gras Hangover.
Now, did they take an existing roller coaster and change it, or did they start from scratch with this new roller coaster?
This is from scratch.
All new.
They took out a one last year. And so it's the largest loop coaster in the world. It's like a big deal. It's a big loop, and it goes upside down.
Mm-hmm.
And 100 feet off the ground, 360-degree revolutions.
Is the loop roller coaster now a Christian roller coaster?
Possible.
What does that mean?
I was praying.
Why did you ask that?
The radio station.
Oh. That was good.
I can tell it was
that
good.
Was fun.
Well, I was praying when I didn't.
As soon as you said, that was funny. As soon as you said, what does that mean? I knew it was good, Bill.
Now that I understand it, it's good.
Yeah, uh-huh. Break that joke down.
I didn't know. Right. We needed John Madden's telestrator, but then in the end,
boom!
It was down.
Right. So that opens this weekend.
My guess is because it's a new roller coaster that the lines are going to be incredible. They didn't make you stand in line. You're Jerry Nunn. You don't have time for lines.
No, I went at 5 a.m. for a
press
media,
day.
Yeah, media preview where they did the unveiling.
Yeah. Was Marcus Leshock there?
Maybe.
He's like, I thought I loved roller coasters, but Marcus, it's crazy how much he loves
him. He's awesome on Channel 9 Morning News.
Yeah, he was there. Right?
Yeah.
Bill, he wasn't there right when I was there.
Bill, you've been like all over for roller coasters, right? Didn't you ride the roller coaster in Cincinnati at Kings Island?
Yes.
What did you find there?
Mr. Brady's plans. We're on the roller coaster. Makes Harry happy. I do it once a year for Harry.
Oh, he's such a great choke.
Yeah, he's going to choke on his meatball.
By the way, these meatballs are outstanding.
Great.
It's veal and beef together, Harry.
Yeah, you can tell the people at Armand's Pizzeria, these are fantastic meatballs.
Awesome.
All right.
Great, good. So we got some concerts, of course.
Yeah, who's coming?
Depeche Mode.
Love them.
Yes, I saw this tour once, and now they're coming back.
I love those guys. They really put on a show.
Yeah.
Is it the... Do we know if it's the original Depeche Mode guys, or
three of them. There was originally four, but one has left.
Yeah.
But three of them
are
there, and...
they put out some good music. I like them a lot.
They still do. Like, even if you don't like the new music, you can still have a great time.
Yeah.
Because they play all the old stuff. You never know what they're going to play.
Yeah.
So that's June 1st at United Center.
All right, I'm in.
So, yeah. I saw them at Tinley Park, but this is...
Oh, yeah?
Thing. Yeah.
All right. Depeche Mode,
Depeche Mode. And the same night, so it's a toss-up whether you would go to Depeche Mode or Taylor Swift. The Soldier Field.
I don't know if you know, Bill's a pretty big Swiftie.
Yeah.
Is he?
Yeah. I like Taylor
God,
Swift.
You're a closet Swiftie, huh?
I'm not even a closet Swiftie. I really do. I think she's one of the most talented performers out there.
Wow.
That said, I would go to Depeche Mode because I felt like if I went to see Taylor Swift, everyone would go, that guy's way too old to be here.
Oh, well, I was there. I just went.
But you're way younger than I am.
Not way younger.
Have you guys seen the Taylor Swift Family Guy episode where they do the Taylor Swift video?
No.
It's
pretty funny.
The video is great.
Yeah.
Wow.
Another the Taylor Swift video where like she's writing signs with the boy in the house next door.
Yeah.
So that is Stewie and Brian.
Oh, that's very funny.
And it's
that's very funny.
It's really great.
More homework for me for the weekend. Right. Now I gotta watch Family Guy. But the good thing is she's playing the second, June 2nd. Also, there's two shows.
Well, the first one sold out in a minute and a half, right?
Sure. Yeah.
So they had to add a second show.
They did a second show. And it's a huge set that she... I did this travel story in Pasadena, and I saw her at the Rose Bowl last week.
Yeah.
And it was in front of 60,000 people.
Wow.
So it was crazy.
You got a pretty cool life. Pasadena and Tel Aviv.
Meatballs.
Pretty cool. Meatballs.
Yeah. Yep.
It all comes together.
Yep.
It was great. I mean, the Panic at the Disco guy walked past me. I didn't know it was him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Julia Roberts came.
Whoa.
Does
she still do a thing? For a while, she was doing a thing where she brings a friend in and they kind of do a song with her, and it's a different celebrity every night. Did that happen when you saw her?
She
Who was the celebrity?
Does that. Yep, she's still doing it. Shawn Mendes was the night
I was
there.
Oh, nice.
She brought Selena Gomez the next night.
Wow.
So I don't know what she'll bring for Chicago. It won't be Kanye, I don't think.
Here in Chicago would probably be Wizzo, maybe.
Wiz Khalifa?
No.
Turn them Wizzo over. They're all the circus.
We don't have that many celebrities here. So.
But Billy Corgan, come on.
Billy Corgan can
right,
do it.
Right, Eddie Vedder.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, there's... Well,
Dennis DeYoung.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... Yeah, she's going to be there. It's going to be great.
All right.
I'm really excited about that.
That sounds like a good show. Are tickets still available, or is that all sold out? Do we know?
I bet you could try to find some. She's been getting around the scalpers really well.
Oh.
I think she's managed to out-trick them.
Go.
So there's maybe some tickets left.
All right.
So then we also have Carol Burnett's coming, my buddy.
Chicago Theater again?
Chicago Theater again, June 12th and 13th. So
you got to meet her last time, didn't you?
I've met her before. I love her.
What's that like when you talk to Carol Burnett? Is that awe-inspiring?
She's the nicest lady.
Yeah, that's
what
everyone
says.
She's
really nice. Yeah. She's very giving to people. So.
And she still got it. I saw her on a couple of talk shows recently. She's still very clever, very sharp. And, you know, I just remember being a little kid, and
every Saturday
nights. Yeah, Carol Burnett. And it was like the first Saturday Night Live.
Yeah. Well... Not the probably the
well,
first
on
in
tape.
Our, it was yeah, right.
I mean, it wasn't live, but they would record stuff on tape.
Right,
and it
right,
was
right.
The, you know, she would improv all of her answers to the questions, and if the actors broke character, which you waited for, they'd show that instead of doing it again.
It was a variety show. It was just really original back then and great.
And the casting was so brilliant. Mm-hmm. I mean, there wasn't a weak link among them. You know the story about Vicki Lawrence, right? She got the job on the show just because she looked like Carol Burnett, and she sent Carol Burnett a letter saying, hey, my friends say I look like you. And Carol Burnett gave it to the producer and said, hey, we're looking for somebody to play my sister. We should talk to this girl.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you got Vicki Lawrence.
It's the same way Tim Conway got on the show.
Yeah, because he also looked like Carol Burnett, right?
Oh, sure.
It's so true.
But she's, you know, the great thing about her show is, you know, she shows the clips and it's so much fun, but she does Q&A with
the
audience. So if you can squeeze in a question, you get to talk to Carol at the
show. Still pulls off the Tarzan yell. You say to yourself, she wouldn't be able to do the Tarzan yell. She still does it really well.
And I don't know if you caught it, but Bill did a great version of the Carol game for Carol Burnett when they gave away tickets to Bill and Wendy.
Thank you for remembering. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, that's fun.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, if she was a smoker, I bet that Tarzan yell wouldn't work.
Right. I would have canceled the tickets
right.
if she was a smoker.
So Bob Mackie did her costumes, which leads us into the Cher show coming to Chicago for Pride Month. She's coming.
Lyric Opera House.
Yeah, this is at the Oriental Theater. This is a Broadway in Chicago event, June 12th through July 15th.
Chair, somebody told me that this may be her farewell tour.
Possibly. We'll see.
Her farewell tour started in 1975.
But it's not actually Cher, right? It's a show about Cher.
It's a show about her. There's three different actresses that play Cher.
Right.
Oh, she has not. I thought she was in this.
She's going to pop into town, I think.
She'd have to.
My brother-in-law is working the show.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
That's excellent.
There's the connection.
That's excellent.
Yeah, well, Bob Mackie's doing the costumes.
He's still around.
He's a great guy. I just interviewed him not that
long. Did you?
I'm sure you can talk to him if you want to.
I'd love to talk to him.
We'll see if we can get
this guy. Bob Mackie did all of Cher's costumes, all of Carol Burnett's costumes, and then forever on the Academy Awards and the Emmy Awards, if you were anybody in Hollywood, Bob Mackie designed your gown. That was a given.
Everybody.
Yeah.
He was so good. I mean, there's the list goes. Tina Turner.
Yeah.
Like, it just goes, this list is incredible.
Yeah.
And he's a great guy.
When you have Bob Mackie on, ask him, like, when it gets really hectic, how does he handle it when the fit hits the sham?
I'll ask him.
There you go.
I'll ask him that. And I'll ask him some Chico Mackie questions for you.
I wish you would.
I will.
And ask him about sequins for me.
All right. I mean, everybody gets a question. All right. That's fair.
And Kathy Griffin is doing her show.
Good for her. Welcome back. Welcome back, Kathy Griffin.
Mm-hmm.
I love her.
Yeah. So she's taking no prisoners this time. She had a
strange year. Would you agree with me?
Absolutely. Yeah,
good. She deserves to be back on stage. Me too.
Yeah, I really was.
She just could not get work for 7 months, 8 months. Nothing. Right. Couldn't get a job.
Yeah.
You're not a fan of Kathy Griffin?
No. I'm like,
Harry.
I'm like 7 months. That's nothing.
Oh.
Right.
You're talking about the work.
Some people have been out of work.
It's a tough gig sometimes.
Yep.
But yeah, so she's at the Chicago Theater June 28th with its opening night of the Cher show.
Mm.
So Cher's over there, and then you got Kathy over there. They're besties. They hang out. So I don't know what's going to
be crazy.
It's a crazy, crazy Pride Month. Patti LaBelle.
Patti LaBelle
back on fire again.
Yeah,
she is at the Black Ensemble Theater. They did a tribute show for her.
Yeah,
first of all, and that's going on now through June 17th. This lady named Dawn Bless was just amazing. She played like an older...
I don't know her.
She's just a singer. I wasn't familiar with her either, but she played Patti LaBelle, and she just really blew it out of the water with the voice.
Really?
So then they play a lot of her hits, and then they do like some backstory of her and stuff like that. So I thought that was great. And then the real Patti's coming to town.
And when will she be in town, the real Patti LaBelle?
She's coming June 16th at the Ingalls Foundation. That's the Memorial Hospital.
Yeah.
Doing a fundraiser at the Hilton Chicago. So the real Patti's coming for that.
Lots of stuff coming down the pike, Jer. Yep, lots of stuff. Absolutely. That's Jerry Nunn, Nunn on the Run. If people want to know more, nunnontherun.com.
Yep, it's all there.
That's the way to do it. Thank you so much,
Jer. Have fun in Israel.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Have a good time.
I'll tell you about it when I get back.
Please do. All right. We'll close things off in just a moment. It's Bill and Harry in for Wendy on WGN. Well, that's it for today's show, everybody. I hope you had a good time. I want to thank you, Harry, for coming in, knocking it out of the park like you always do. Thank you.
It seems we just get started.
And before you know it...
comes a time we have to say...
so long.
More meatballs?
I'm pulling on my ear to let Carol Burnett's aunt know I'm okay.
That's why she did it.
Yeah. All right, that's it. Wendy will return on Tuesday. I'm also off on Monday. Wendy and I will both be off on Monday, and then on Tuesday, she'll be back, I'll be back, everybody will be back. I'm not sure you'll be back yet.
Darn.
You'll be back at some point.
I'm just going to be outside. Tuesday,
just in case.
Yeah.
Just be ready. All right. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Hope you all have a wonderful weekend, and we'll see you back here on Tuesday. Bye, Harry.
Bye, Bill.